Are you sick of dealing with outsourced technical support staff? It's one of the realities of our lives these days, isn't it? You ring up for technical support and it's off base somewhere, and you always feel like, you know, people don't necessarily quite get your circumstances. But this is interesting because those outsourced technical staff are apparently being outsourced by robots themselves. An American software company that sells automation software recently opened an office in Australia, and the software is aimed at replacing actual human workers doing some of the more tedious, repetitive IT tasks. I think that's things like resetting your password or something like that. I'm not exactly sure, but basically, I suspect this means that there's a whole sort of probably raft of workers in places like India, maybe the Philippines, where lots of people have been employed to be those outsourced technical support staff for big companies elsewhere. Maybe they are now under threat because robots can do their jobs. Can robots do their jobs? I'm not really sure. Stilgherrian might know, though, technology journalist and commentator. Stilgherrian, good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Can robots do those tasks? Is this reliable stuff?
Well, they can certainly do some of the tasks, yes, and have been for a number of years. The sort of advances that we've had in the automation of low-level, essentially white-collar jobs has actually been quite remarkable, particularly for IT help desks. The entry-level positions, you mentioned resetting passwords, The two most common requests that come into any IT support desk are, I've forgotten my password, and the printer doesn't work.
Now, yep, I can identify with both of those.
Absolutely. Anyone who's worked in an office knows that that's what goes wrong. They're little routine things. Them, and certainly a lot of other things that a help desk staff member is doing, are actually written procedures. Whenever you have any piece of technology that's deployed across the planet, you know, a particular model printer, there are millions of them out there. So there are actually well understood procedures for working out what's going wrong. So you work through a checklist, and the manufacturers even provide this kind of support information. Mm. So first-level help desk workers are really going through that checklist. Okay, have you checked that it's plugged in and turned on? You know, I mean, you do have to ask that.
Because, sometimes
is there paper in it? You know, all of this. You know, is the jam light on? Well, clear the jam. You know, and all of that. Mm. So the problem that the support companies have is this is really boring work. And yet, and so it takes up time that could be automated. And also you have a high staff turnover. It's a really awful job because you just have this repetitive follow the script kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what we invented computers for.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But I mean, isn't that also where, I mean, you come in at that kind of entry level, but you move up the help desk tree, I suppose, and become one of the people who does the more sophisticated stuff?
Exactly that. This is, you do your TAFE certificate, you get an entry level job in the help desk. If you're any good, you soon get promoted.
Yeah.
And if you're not any good at it, you'll just leave.
So where are they going to get the good people from if nobody's able to get experience at the entry level?
Well, this is actually a big problem across the industry, because the good people, you want smart people who are capable of thinking and reasoning through problems and so on. They really don't want to start in a job that treats them as a mundane worker. And also, they're not now the best paid jobs in the world. Mm. There's a whole lot of automation in other areas of the IT industry that mean there's overall going to be in the future less demand even for the second level jobs, not just the first level jobs. So you've actually got a problem with the really talented IT staff either having stars in their eyes and wanting to get into the Silicon Valley startup industry, which is high risk, but it might end up paying you very, very well, or they go and start working in some other business.
Okay, so
it might be for money.
Yeah, for real dollars. So Stilgherrian is with us, just talking about outsourcing the outsourcers, or I don't know, it just seems to be endless. So is it inevitable then that all of those outsourced IT things will all be done by robots eventually?
Not all of it, because there are always going to be problems that following the standard procedure just doesn't solve, and then you really need to think through it.
Yeah, like where's the paper? Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, or I've tried all of the things in the manufacturer's service handbook and none of them work. What do I do now?
Yeah.
Or there is a fix, but it would involve spending $10,000. Am I authorised to do that?
Right.
You know, so you don't want to necessarily leave that up to the robots. look, I think it's inevitable that not just IT help desk jobs at the low to middle levels, but a vast array of white-collar jobs are eventually going to be automated in the same way that the technology of the Industrial Revolution meant that, say, the water side, I mean, a port now no longer employs thousands of people to carry bags a week.
Sure.
It's bulk handling with a handful of workers, and same for containerization. So things like cross-checking that an insurance application has all of the documents or processing a driver's license application, the vast majority of this is routine work. The same for things like jobs at Centrelink. The vast majority of the work is stepping through a conversation with a human being to get information out of them.
Yeah.
And that will be automated. We've already got, for example, robots writing news stories replacing journalists.
Oh, that's never going to catch on. Sorry.
I don't know. It's pretty good. Already, for the last couple of years in the United States, there are robots writing a lot of routine stories. The weekend's real estate prices. I mean, the kind of news story you write is actually a template.
Yes.
There were X number of houses sold this weekend and the average price was Y dollars and that's up 21% from last year or whatever it might have been.
Yeah. They are pretty routine. I tell you what, though, there will never be a robot capable of writing your tweets, Stilgarian. And that's the good news.
Because robots don't swear as much as I do.
We can always build one.
Okay.
Good to talk to you. Thanks, Stilgarian.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye. Oh, as the outsourced workers get outsourced by the outsourcing robots, it's an ever-shifting scenario, isn't it?